Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Reverse mortgages, which provide payments to you instead of you making payments, used to have a bad reputation with high costs involved and many scammers around. But then, several years ago, the federal government stepped in and laid down some rules. Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with Mariner Wealth Advisors, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Ashton, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So let's dive right into this topic of reverse mortgages. First, maybe a quick overview of what it is.
A reverse mortgage is a loan that allows homeowners age 62 and older to convert part of their home equity into cash. Unlike a traditional mortgage, a reverse mortgage allows the lender to actually make payments towards you. Now, this loan does not need to be repaid until the homeowner actually sells the home, moves out, or passes away.
Who would be the most likely candidates to think about doing this?
Three big main pieces: the need for additional income. If a retiree needs extra money to cover living expenses, medical bills, or other financial needs, a reverse mortgage can provide a steady source of income. The desire to stay in for a home. Homeowners who wish to age in place now and remain in their current home, a reverse mortgage can provide that necessary funding without the need to actually sell that property. And if there's no monthly mortgage payment, the lack of required monthly mortgage payments can ease the financial stress of those on a fixed income.
I guess this might also be appropriate for somebody who, besides those three points you mentioned, that they may not have any heirs to leave property to, right?
That's correct. If there is no beneficiaries, no children, no surviving spouse, this may be a good situation to allow them to age in place. Or it might just be the, as I refer to, the card in your back pocket, that ace in the hole, that if you do need to pay for a long-term care nursing home assistance, this would be a way that you could actually pay for those needs.
All right, so let's talk about the downsides now of a reverse mortgage.
Sure. Reverse mortgages can be relatively expensive with the origination fees, closing costs, mortgage insurance premiums and service fees. I mean, all those things will actually add up. The interest and fees accumulate over time, increasing that loan balance and decreasing the home equity available to the borrower and the potential heirs. You'll still have home ownership responsibilities. Borrowers must continue to pay the property taxes, that homeowner insurance, and maintenance costs. And as we talked about before, if you are wanting to leave a substantial amount to beneficiaries and heirs, this may not be the best approach. As well as if you are on some type of government benefit, having that additional income, it can impact those government benefits like Medicaid. And it might just be that someone is looking to move relatively in the near future. If that is the case, the cost associated with a reverse mortgage may not be worth it. As well as going back to the homeownership responsibilities, if you know that you're going to struggle with the ability to cover those ongoing costs, like paying the property taxes, insurance, and maintenance costs, that homeowner is going to have a risk of defaulting on the loan and potentially losing their home, which would be another reason why someone may not want to consider a reverse mortgage. Everyone's situation is unique and different, so it's a matter of weighing out the pros and cons. I would view this just as any other tool. The example I give is a hammer is a tool and a spatula is a tool. But if you use a hammer trying to flip pancakes in the kitchen, you're going to have a bad experience. The same thing with a reverse mortgage. If you try to use it for a purpose that it's not intended, or if your situation doesn't line up perfectly, you might have a bad experience with it.
And I imagine that just about every financial institution, they have the capabilities to do these reverse mortgages and can walk one through those pros and cons and their actual costs that would be involved and what their income might be, et cetera, correct?
I would like to think so. I can't speak for every institution out there, but I would say a lot of your bigger institutions, yes, they would be able to speak on this. As well as when you're actually going through it, it would be worthwhile to find a qualified professional that can help explain this to you, but also meeting with a counselor. HUD, Department of Housing and Urban Development, they provide counselors that can actually walk you through this process as well, helping you figure out if this is actually something that you should pursue based on your situation.
Well, Ashton, great information. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for having me. Glad to do so.
Ashton Lawrence is a certified financial planner with Mariner Wealth Advisors. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.